Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the heart of the NFL Draft Experience, sports talk, hot takes, and all of the bangers. This is the Playmakers on 1140 The Bet and the Odyssey app.
Definitely the loudest broadcast in this entire media room is this radio show. This is a fact. We have not taken over, but we have made a space for ourselves in a nice little corner here. We are just about to kick off the second round on the second day of the NFL draft. We are live here down at the Caesars Forum. He turned it down just a bit. My name is Lindsey Brown.
I'm Adrian Hernandez.
And we are the Playmakers, and we have been just living it up on the road with Mark Bonilla, who's also here with us, and really just taking part of the celebration and very convention-esque atmosphere that this entire draft experience has been.
No, 100%. And hold on, because we've said draft a lot, and I haven't been able to. And there's a difference today because we led you into night one that kicked off at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern. But now the second round is about to get underway. So as we proceed in this final hour of the final week and here at the draft, it's going to get a little wild, but we'll keep you updated on everything going on. And honestly, it just as you said that and you teed me up to talk, I feel like we're at an advantage.
Why?
Because there's so many people here that went way too hard last night.
Yeah.
And we live in the party.
Yeah. We know how to pick our spots a little bit better. Let's just say that. But in many ways, we aren't as probably smart about our environment as we should be, because the trek that we had to take back yesterday from the broadcast, like, guys, I kind of put Adrian and Mark through the ringer yesterday, because when I get done with the show, I just kind of want to leave and just go out with my night. I was counting down the moments until I could be in my recliner and everything. And it's tough to get around this town right
100%
now.
100% plus, we didn't realize that, like, yeah, no, they're piling in the experience. There was so many people that it was basically ants. There was no movement.
Right.
So once the draft started for the first round, like, if you wanted to do the activities, you would have had to enter the other side of Colville.
Right.
So we just didn't know the unprecedented type of things we're dealing with here on the strip.
We were trying to be smart. Like, I suggested yesterday that we park down at the park. It's really far away from, you know, where we're situated here, but at least once we got out of there, we wouldn't be, like, in the thick of it. My worst case scenario is getting stuck at a traffic light for, like, an hour and a half on the strip.
No, 100%.
No, thank you.
And just for everybody, so we parked at the park, and obviously a lot of the stuff that's going on is here at the Link.
Yep, exactly. At Caesars, technically, right in the middle of all of these things here, but we hopped on the, what's it called, the train? The tram. So we hopped on the tram on the east side of the strip. And I was trying to figure out if we're going to go to Link and we got to get back to park, what's the longer walk? Getting off at the stop we did, or getting off at MGM, which is the last stop on the line, right? And we got off at Paris and whatever, Flamingo.
We had to walk through Bally's and...
Yeah, Bally's. Bally's in Paris. And... It was a good trek. We probably avoided our first trek when we took the tram down, and then we took that exact trek that we avoided on the way back. You guys were literally sweating, but we carried our cart up the stairs because I was not patient enough to wait for an elevator.
With all our equipment.
Everybody was like, what, you didn't want to wait in line? I'm like, no, sir, time is money. Come at me, bro. I was just not in the mood for it, but it was It was really funny to me. I was really proud of you guys for keeping up. Like, because we were just on a mission. There was at a point where I was pulling the cart. You guys were both just bringing up the rear. It was just comical
stuff.
Lindsay, I love working with you, too. It's a blast and a half.
It was the steps that got me.
Yeah.
At a certain point, I will admit, it's very strange for me to be worried about someone else's health. Because there was a couple times where I was like, Mark, are you okay?
That's when you know things. When I went into a different mode where I was like, you got it, guys. We can do this. Because like, I do that when I was like in hockey, too, or just different teammate modes. We got to make sure that everybody stays here and doesn't want to quit after this. I was like, yeah, Marcus, you guys, high five.
I love it when it took like 25 minutes for it to realize that I had been walking for like 7 days.
Yeah, your watch.
You know, my watch is like, hey, are you doing a workout? I'm like, no, I'm just trying to get home.
I'm sorry. I'm very long-limbed, so my steps are a little bit longer than most.
But I will admit, because of this trek, though, I am thankful that, so basically carrying all of our equipment in the madness that was the draft experience, that we got to walk through the Bellagio fountains and where the other stage where the actual draft picks were coming out. So to do that was kind of surreal and like literally be on the street.
It was during a Saints pick, so it kind of made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
It was a Buckeye, though. It was a Buckeye that got picked.
I know, but that's what they do. They collect them.
Yes.
No, that's Michael Thomas.
No, these are facts.
Yep.
And you know, there was a lot of beautiful people on the strip, too. So,
huh?
There was a lot of beautiful people, too.
Were you checking out those slabs out there?
I mean, look, I was saying hi. There was a couple listeners that walked up to me, too.
Yeah, you literally got recognized from your previous place of employment. I was like, what does a girl have to do?
No, but I was like, hey, man, 1140, the bet, let's go. And now we're here at the draft. No, it was a great workout. Got my cardio steps. The thing that made me most upset is on my phone. No, it didn't.
You didn't. God.
We're at 6,000 steps so far,
and
guys.
Here's the deal, guys. I'm gonna let you in on the pro move if you're planning to come down to the draft this weekend. Because here's what you need to do. You need to park at the MGM Grand. Park in the MGM Grand. It's gonna be the same parking. $15 for how many hours? That's what we paid at park. $15. You get tickets. You take the tram and you get off at the link. It'll bring you directly down to it. And then when you have to leave, when you're ready to leave, granted, you're probably going to have to fight for a spot to get back on the tram. But once you do, it's going to take you right back to a quieter area of the strip. It is the pro move, people. I'm telling you. Or use the Ubers and whatever else.
Oh, and second best bet, too, I guess I was hearing, and Mick Akers said it, the convention center as well.
Oh, okay.
So convention center, because I think that's the stop before.
Yeah.
Because it starts at the convention, and then
you're
it goes MGM.
From the north, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but
MGM, 100%, do that.
That's the move.
Yeah, so you then, like you said, coming back, wherever you're going, you might have a little bit of a problem. They got Chris Angel.
He made picks last night, and he was right. Now they're bringing him back for a second night, and he's in a straight jacket, swinging around like he's at a Pink concert. Glitter in the air, my God.
What in the world is going on?
I can do
that. That was Aaron Rodgers last night when the Packers didn't take a wide receiver.
The Green Bay PR team, when they have to text Aaron saying we took two defensive players, just literally avoiding all stoppages.
Yeah, Pat McAfee couldn't get that last night.
I can't
what really
even have
happened?
That conversation. I'm too deep in the sauce. What type of sauce is it? I don't know.
Oh, Vegas. Yeah, we need to have this
all
every
the jackets
year.
Off. Thank goodness he's still alive.
That basically what it felt like, what Chris Angel just did, taking the straight jacket off. That's what they're starting the draft off at the link right now. Chris Angel hanging off of the tower of the draft theater experience, and he just took a straight jacket off. That emotion and that physicality, Roger Goodell's just watching that like, oh, look at that.
You know that he has a team that they, like, plan out stunts with, right? Like, he goes, here's my new trick. This is what we're going to do. We're going to plan this out. You have to bring some flair to those meetings, right? This is a creative meeting. Here's what I'm going to do, guys. You're going to hoist me up in the air on this rope. I'm going to be upside down. I'm going to twist in the wind for about 45 seconds. I'm going to be in the straight jacket, and then I'm just going to whip it off, and then you're going to lower me back down, and that's all the trick's going to be. Like, why?
They improved from last night.
Oh, he's got a Raiders t-shirt on. That's why.
The transition last night when Goodell brought out Ice Cube was a little awkward.
Yeah, Donnie's back, too. Don't they have to work?
There's someone on stage with a sombrero, too. So, listen, the entertainment aspects of this, you're not going to get this in Kansas City next year.
Certainly not.
Is Roger Goodell going to bring out some baby back ribs? Come on, man. Or a Kansas City Royal? This is incredible.
Yeah.
You
want to talk some hockey?
No.
Me either. Golden Knights play tonight against the Blues. It's the last game of the season.
This is not the energy we should... supposed to be having.
This is the exact amount of energy.
No, I'm saying that the season has been so bad that we're like,
100%.
Get this over with.
And we were even going to preview some of the playoff scenarios, but we got all the next week to do that. And I know that there's some implications tonight for the game with seeding, because everybody who is going to be in the playoffs knows it. It's just who's going to have home ice advantage. So in terms of the Western Conference, it's what we care about the most here. The Minnesota Wild were clinched this number 2 seed in the Central Division and home ice advantage in their first round matchup against the Blues if they get at least 1 point against the Avalanche or the Golden Knights defeat the Blues in any fashion. The Blues will clinch the number 2 seed and home ice advantage in the first round against the Wild if they defeat the Golden Knights in any fashion and the Avalanche defeat the Wild in regulation. So it seems the more likely scenario is that Minnesota will have the home ice advantage. There are a couple other like super deep contingency plans, but we do not care.
The facts.
Facts. We care about the draft. We care about Chris Angel. We care about El Paso. We care about Buffalo. We care about Chicago, kind of.
Not what? Really. Minnesota? We care about Chicago?
Just because I want to be inclusive to everybody in our
facts
table
only,
of friends.
Facts only.
Yeah.
I have a rant about the draft. Can we go?
Yeah,
can we
do it, this? Please.
Yo, I should be happy about this, but thank you so much, Pittsburgh, for taking Kenny Pickett. All right. Thank you so much. Because how do you replace an old-ass quarterback? By getting the old-ass college player to
mean?
Get to play.
Are you being ageist right now?
Ben Roethlisberger was kind of old.
Kenny Pickett. He's other things among being old.
Oh, yeah, yes, he is.
Not a fan.
I'm not into the dude who went to college for 5 years and then was only good on that fifth year when he was 3 years older than everybody else.
So you hate Mitch Trubisky too, huh?
Apparently, hey, they're going to be on the same team.
A competition that
look
no one
that.
Wants.
Yeah, look, and I don't really understand, like, the he's pro-ready right now. When you draft, the implication, right, is that you want this guy to be a part of your future. So it's like a big picture thing, correct, when you draft someone?
Depends on what, yeah, I mean, you'd want, you don't
presumably,
do it
right?
Year.
Yeah, so he might be ready now, but is he best for you in 5 to 10 years? I just don't see it. He was 3 years older than everybody that he was playing.
So?
He was on a
What's
really
wrong
good
with
team.
Brandon Whedon, Cleveland Browns draft pick
Trust
from
me.
2011, I think.
It was terrible.
Stop it. It was 2011.
I don't know if it was 2011.
Marcus,
but
I'm going to look this up.
Chaos. Yep. While you do that,
Brandon.
Listen. He was older than everybody. He had the most talent in the ACC. And by the way, being the best player in the ACC, what the hell does that even mean?
Seriously,
my guy Kevin Colbert, this dude took Mason Rudolph early in previous draft picks.
This close. You were 2012.
2012.
Isn't that the Trent Richardson draft, too?
I have no idea, Lindsay. I try to trauma. We don't try to remember.
I'll look it up. You keep talking.
Look, Kevin Colbert. You said that you don't care about his hand size. So, literally.
It was.
Chaos. I'm happy
I'm
for
sorry.
You. How are you?
My meds wore off.
And we've argued about this and, like, hand size. And you're like, it's a little overblown. But for him to specifically be asked about it and said, we didn't take it into consideration. So, you're just basically saying data doesn't matter. Because that's actual.
My God.
Lindsay. He plays in cold weather. If you can't hold the ball. And it's cold. That might be a problem.
You gotta show out in the cold weather.
I'm thankful. And there was
but
no
he's
quarterback.
A hometown kid. You can't let Dan Marino Jr. walk through again and cause you problems down the road. I think Pittsburgh actually played this incredibly well because you pick a guy in Kenny Pickett who's young, who's new, and then you're gonna have him compete against Mitch Trubisky. We know that this defense is ready to go championship style, right? But Juju left. Offense is a huge question mark. But we love to really say that they're contenders with that defense because they technically are. But now they are working with a situation where they don't have that pressure, right? Because they have that scapegoat. Well, we didn't have our quarterback position. We're still figuring it out. But also you can get guys where they don't know what to be afraid of. They take right off. And if there's any organization that I think probably best equips their players to figure it out, it's Mike Tomlin led one, right?
Yes. You're making good points.
Thank you.
The only thing is that there was no other quarterback taken in the first round, which means at minimum, you took this dude at least 12 picks too early. There was no need for that. Try to trade down. Maybe go for someone with a higher ceiling who has more potential.
What if they saw something you don't?
But what did they see? He played 49
they
games.
They have a few more eyeballs in the room with a couple other investment dollars. I'm just saying.
This dude played 5 years, 49 starts. What we know, it's already happened. There's no secret. He's not going to unlock and be some speedster.
We don't know. He hasn't played at the professional level yet. We don't know.
I know his arm ain't that great, and I know that he was only good in year five. So
they say the same thing about Lamar, and look where we're at.
No,
he wasn't supposed to be the first round pick. They were going to switch him to a wide receiver.
They didn't say that he was a running back or he should be switching positions. They didn't believe in Lamar for different reasons in comparison to Kenny Pickett. So to me, I just don't think it was a very smart move for the Steelers to do this when they did it. Take a quarterback, fine. But if you're going to take one at that spot, when you could have took others later, at least get the dude that has some potential and that you can kind of mold. That's all.
I love how you and I are both, like, basically ripping the teams that we hate the most for making bad moves that are advantageous for our teams.
100%.
And then we're the opposition's trying to walk each other back. It's just a real experience here in the Playmakers. As I'm just, 2012, I swear that's when he was taken. That was true.
Oh, the pick
that was when
the
Vikings
way.
Fleeced your team, actually, that 2012 draft. That sent a lot of stuff spinning back in the day because the Minnesota Vikings needed an offensive tackle. They still need this guy and still need this position because Matt Khalil didn't work out. But they fleeced the Cleveland Browns to basically move up one spot to take Trent Richardson, even though we had Adrian Peterson coming off an MVP season, like, what, 15 yards short of Eric Dickerson's record, and you guys traded us an unbelievable amount of capital just to move up a spot to trade for Trent Richardson, who you traded to Indianapolis for, what, a second-round pick 2 years later?
Lindsay, real
gosh,
quick.
Gosh, it all works out.
Simeon Rice, what a legend. Are they going to take a quarterback, Tom Brady, back up?
That's what's
Lindsay, yes or no?
No.
Is yes or no? The
no.
guy from Buffalo
no.
says no?
No, we have that guy from Arkansas. Why would we need him?
D-tackle, Logan Hall. Mm. So they got to fortify.
One of their inside resume things, juicy exclamation point. What do you think that means?
It means that man is... What does juicy mean?
Just saying, there's a lot of booty talk around here, and you know,
booty and juicy. They got Madden overall ratings on NFL Network. He's an overall 68 already.
The stuff we argue about.
Athleticism 79. Oh, that's a big dude. Well,
look at that swim move.
Him and Vita Vey. Him and Vita Vey. So maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
you got the junior Antoine Winfield Jr. from the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Buffalo guys are trying to talk to me about football. I love it. I love it so much.
We need to get ready for the Raiders.
We do need to get ready for the Raiders. The Raiders need to participate in their actual own draft. Like, one of these times, the Raiders. Oh, yeah.
51 picks left for them.
Dude, unbelievable. I can't believe that this is happening still, right? I mean, like, that we're here.
It's a little
surreal. It's very surreal. And it kind of is served by the fact that the Raiders haven't picked. I almost feel like they're, like.
We're hosting. This is our party. We're welcoming in.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
As you said, everybody's filtering in, and everybody's looking a little worse for wear.
This second round's going super fast.
How many Jaeger bombs did you guys take last night, Buffalo? Zero.
Zero. Focused. Some dissension.
Yeah.
A Packers? A Packers-Vikings trade?
That's not allowed. Are they going to take this quarterback right now? Are they going to take Willis? Yeah.
This gentleman who's joining us right now is... He covers Buffalo. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, Greg Thompson with Cover One. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Greg.
Bills Nation in the building.
What's
Mafia.
Going on? Yeah. It's a family affair.
So how many tables did you guys put in carry-on?
I was turned away at the airport. They said I had too many tables with me, so I had to leave them back at home. But we did celebrate with some shots last night. It was maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Nah, not in this
here.
City. Listen, man.
You guys can handle it, though. The tolerance is high, right? Because
yes.
It's just that you got to stay warm in the winter somehow.
Got to warm your bodies.
Question. Stadium outside. New stadium outside. What's the deal with that? How do you guys feel about that?
Taxpayer dollars bother me.
Yeah, the price tag was a little steep for the roof, but if you're going to spend
Without
the roof, it was already real expensive. So going that high, I wouldn't have minded seeing it. I hear it's going to be one of those Halo setups where the fans are covered but the field's open.
And I love Halo the game. So,
you know, I mean, it checks out.
The sword. What's it, the Infinity
the
Sword?
The Energy Sword.
That one. That's all I know.
In terms of the Bills, he's like,
This is a very serious sports program, sir. This is the sports capital of the world, Las Vegas.
Super serious.
What are they doing in Las Vegas in terms of the Bills? Who did you guys take? And how do you feel about that for the Bills?
So we talked last night. Kyrie Elam wasn't my top choice at corner, but corner was by far our number one need. He checks a lot of the boxes of what the Bills do early on. When they go with an early pick, they want high-end traits, you know, super high athleticism, very young. So it matches what Ed Oliver was. It matches what Tremaine Edmonds was. It matches what Gregory Rousseau was.
I don't mean to cut you off. The Packers selection is coming out in a sombrero.
Is that Aaron Jones? Aaron Jones.
Oh, there's Aaron Jones. Oh, yeah. That's shout out to Aaron Jones. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, but that, honestly, yeah, I respect that. So Kyrie Elam, you know, 6'1.5", runs a 4.39. You know, that kind of high end athleticism. His dad in the NFL, his uncle in the NFL, checks a lot of the boxes. He's 20 years old, hasn't even turned 21 yet.
Practicing against Stephon Diggs is going to help him out, especially with the burners that are in your conference or division these days.
Be ready for Tyreek Hill and everything they're going to have to deal with there. So, you know, hey, right there, Aaron Rodgers. They go up and get their guy, give him Christian Watson. After
out of North Dakota State.
See?
What a blue chipper. Let's
the
go.
The colors stay the same, green and yellow.
I don't even know what their mascot is. It's not the Jackrabbits, right? That's South Dakota, I'm pretty sure. South Dakota's the one that wins the national championships.
Buffalo.
That's all I'm going to say.
Bison.
The Bison. They'll get mad. I'm telling you.
But yeah, so Kyrie Elam wasn't our top choice of what was out there for it, but they needed cornerback bad. He checks a lot of the boxes, and our man Eric did the film breakdowns for it. The same way everybody talked about Derek Stingley, and they talked about his 2019 tape, nobody does that with Kyrie Elam. His 2020 film was elite.
Well, I know that the Bengals really wanted this guy, so you guys kind of snatched it from them, which is important. Tredavious White injury. He should be good at the beginning of the season, or what's the timetable?
So we weren't sure, but last night at the press conference, Brandon Bean said their expectation is that he's going to be there at the beginning of the year.
All right, this is awesome.
They got to win the division. Like, it's the pick every time, at least for the next 3 years, unless something crazy happens.
It's a new world for us. Bills fans are not used to this expectation, and that, like, hey, no, that's the bare minimum. No, if we lose the division, that's a disaster. We're not used to that.
Do you still pinch yourself with Josh Allen?
Oh,
right? Because, like, even on the draft day, that he can't play in that market, even though he played outside, he was, like, perfectly incubated for his position in Buffalo. But it's worked out even better than any of us could have imagined.
Yeah, I was the guy when they traded up to pick 7. I'm on my knees in my basement chanting, Rosen, not Allen. Rosen, not Allen.
Oh, my God.
Rosen, not
disaster.
I was so upset when they picked Josh Allen, and I've never been happier to be wrong in my entire life.
You wanted hot tub time machine Josh Allen, or Josh Rosen, I should say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Josh Allen is – my claim is Josh Allen is the most fun player to root for in the NFL. Like, he is so fun to root for as a fan base, and to now have our franchise have a player that is a cornerstone of the league moving forward – is surreal. It's so unbelievable that now a guy that, you know, other random kids in cities far away, just like you saw Mahomes.
People pick you on
everywhere.
Madden now.
Yes.
he's like a neighbor kid, though. He's like the kid you played with in the cul-de-sac growing up. You're absolutely right. He has that relatability across all fan bases.
Aaron, my co-host, talks about it all the time. He checks all the boxes. He's one of those guys that says all the right things at the press conferences, on the commercials, but then is a dog that talks trash on the field. And it's perfect.
Gotta love it. Before we get out of here for our commercial break, just please one more time, your name, where they can find you, the podcast, everything.
Your favorite Buffalo station.
Absolutely. Greg Thompson with my guys Eric Turner and Aaron Quinn here from Cover One. Check us out, our YouTube channel, Cover One. You can check out all the film breakdowns, draft work, everything that we do. But come on over, check us out. Have a lot of fun for all kinds of NFL fans, but especially Bills fans.
The bestest of friends, at least until we meet in the championship game, right,
That's
boys?
Right. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Live here at the NFL Draft Day 2 at Caesars Forum, underway as we speak. There was a trade. The Packers made a pick. No one cares. It's a wide receiver from North Dakota State. We'll get into more things on the other side of the break, sports and otherwise. Love for the bet.
Welcome back to the Playmakers, live on Radio Row at the 2022 NFL Draft. On 1140 The Bet and the Odyssey app.
Fully exposed here at the NFL Draft Day 2, Round 2 underway. Playmakers have been here the last couple days. It's been an absolute blast. And we'll continue to be as long as the Minnesota Vikings and Green Bay Packers don't make any more trades. want to give anybody ideas. You're definitely not my friend.
Breaking all the rules this draft in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they were exchanging some pleasantries over a few libations last night. You know, we bring people together for experiences unlike ever before here in Las Vegas. So bridges can be mended.
No, 100%. Lindsay?
Yeah.
This is kind of
depending on the tax dollar.
Surreal.
If not New York, the bridges have to stay crappy. Sorry, no, I got to build that stadium.
So as we get in here, I guess we should talk about the hometown Raiders.
Yeah, they're going to participate in this draft, aren't they?
Eventually, at some point later tonight. So what, they're at pick 37?
Yeah, the Texans.
We got quite a few to go. The first pick so far for the Raiders is going to be 86. But speaking on that, I will say that last night there was a press conference that Josh McDaniels had held with the media here at Caesars. And an important just a little tidbit as we get into some more of the quotes that McDaniels said. But he did answer a question and said, if we stay at 86. Of course, this draft has a lot of edge rushers and cornerbacks and offensive linemen. We've talked about this week that the Raiders only have two solidified offensive linemen, and everyone else is going to be a cluster to see who wins out on these positions. So we'll see if they move up. In terms of this press conference, and even before the draft kicked off, our very own, not our very own, but friend of the show, Mick Akers, second time saying his name, he talked to Mark Davis. Mark Davis exclaimed, when it comes to Darren Waller, he is a Raider. When Josh McDaniels was asked about it last night, he said Darren is a really important part of our team.
He was out on the draft stage with Derek Carr with Roger Goodell last night to open up the draft. He's not going anywhere, guys.
Yeah, 100%. I've loved my time being around him. He's a Raider. He's going to be a Raider. We're looking forward to what we're going to do together. So, sorry, Green Bay. It didn't work.
Yeah, you guys suck still.
We still haven't talked about Derek Carr's hair. How do you feel about it? Because I didn't even know it was him, Lindsay, as it was happening.
The mohawk mullet look.
You were like, that's Derek Carr.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, no. It's not my favorite. Let's just say that. But I don't – it's his body. He can do whatever he wants with it.
I like the mohawk kind of very Mexicano vibes.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy. Obviously, the Raiders have a lot of Mexicano fans. So getting in touch with some of the fan base – on to more important things.
What about the options, though? We have some guy, the contract options for, did we talk about that yet?
No, we're about to do it right now. So they just announced the Raiders did. They're not picking up the fifth-year options on Josh Jacobs, Cleveland Farrell, and Jonathan Abram. So
not shocked on any of those fronts.
The team's three 2019 first-round picks are not going to be picked up.
Those are all Khalil Mack picks, right?
Beliefs, or at least some of them.
For the trade, and then we obviously know about the last couple years. That's a strong indicator that this is a very new regime, and that in many ways putting those guys on notice, because it doesn't mean that they're not going to be with this team long term, but it just means that what they have put forward is not good enough. And you can say that on every front for those guys for a different reason. Abrams, injury problems, and plays a little bit outside of himself sometimes, hits a little bit too big, and that's why he gets into those injury problems. But he's an absolute athlete. He's a great motor. He's a great motivator. Farrell, he worked himself out of that rotation on the defensive line early on last year. That's a problem for, what, a top 10 pick, if not a top 5? And then Josh Jacobs, I mean, also injury issues. I think early on in the season he had a lot of trouble getting past the first line of defense. It seemed like he was getting tackled really easily, and I know that there's some stats out there that say contrary, that he likes to pedal out, and he got better as the season went on. But I feel like they need to get more out of him. And so kick in the pants, perhaps a sign of things for a changing of sceneries. But regardless, we know who's the sheriff in town.
Yeah, and it's a prove-it year for all these guys.
Absolutely.
And I don't think it would shock any of us if all three of those dudes aren't on the roster next year.
What do you think it says about teams that are declining these fifth-year options, like, just so readily now and being willing to give up on players, or at least not double down on their maybe failed investment?
I think that this league and the influx of talent, and kind of as these super teams are forming, that you need to have the flexibility
cap
to be able to do
valuable.
These things, and you have to prove it.
So you got to be able to cut bait easier and more often.
Yeah,
just
and
one way.
I will say, when it comes to those three dudes, listen, Josh Jacobs, you're going to have the opportunity to prove yourself this year.
100%.
And granted, as
I don't
we
like
get,
it, though, if we'd have, like, no offensive line. That doesn't spell,
exactly.
like, a great situation for me if I'm Josh Jacobs.
Which is a tough situation for him, and why this draft and the rest of these picks that the Raiders have, like, they're going to be looking for offensive linemen. We need linebackers. And then it's funny, realize every time we've talked about what teams need, like, the whole league needs cornerbacks. So,
yeah.
Of course, the Raiders are going to be looking for cornerbacks, especially here in our division. Thank you very much for providing more water. We need it because we're talking sports and draft.
You got another one for me, or is that just for Adrian?
You can have this one.
It's okay. That one has it marked for you. Don't worry. I'll be fine. Actually, I have my water bottle here. I came prepared.
Looking at some of the guys that the Raiders can take, we got some local pundits in town are saying, Luke Gadecki from Central Michigan, Abraham Lucas from Washington State. There's a Memphis guard, Dylan Farnum. It's going to be interesting.
We don't like Memphis today, okay, guys? No Memphis guards. This is a Wolves town, people. Go Wolves.
Lindsay.
Mark has gotten up from his post. Can you tell?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love our job.
So, yeah, look, I hope that the Raiders get some offensive linemen. I wouldn't be shocked if in the 6th or 7th they take a chance on the quarterback and kind of get him set for the future.
We go trade for Baker Mayfield.
Cut it out. That is not going to happen. I do
That'd
believe.
Be amazing.
I do. Well, speaking of that and just getting into the second round and some of these picks are starting to happen, one of my first questions, where are the Bucs going to draft a QB that ain't going to happen in the second round? Because they didn't.
Unless they trade up.
Exactly. The Titans didn't take a quarterback here in the second round. How do you feel about the Giants taking a quarterback?
I don't do it. I think when you have your front office, actually their ownership, come out and say, we don't feel like we've given Daniel Jones a fair shot to succeed here, what you don't do is immediately shake the foundation and draft a potential successor. I think that would be a really dumb move on a multitude of reasons, one being shaking his tree, and the other being this isn't the quarterback draft to do it for. And so give him the chance that you say that you're going to give him and do that in a secure way. And then if all else fails, yeah, take a quarterback next year. But what's a you know, second, third round quarterback that you're probably going to end up cutting in a couple years anyways? Like, what does that truly do for you? It's going to cause more harm than good.
100%. And next year with, you know, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, it's definitely going to be a more quarterback heavy draft.
Yeah.
Next year, Malik Willis to the Seahawks, and that pick is coming up next. How do you feel about that? Do you
it's
think it
happening?
Should do it? No. I'm asking, do you think it should?
Oh, man.
Because it might be.
I mean, that would make a lot of sense for Seattle, but I want Baker to go to Seattle. And so I think that, see, like we were saying, what was the team yesterday where the Carolina pick, a lot of the dominoes rested on the Carolina pick. We have those teams that are desperate for quarterbacks, and while we say that the Seahawks are rebuilding, if you bring in Baker Mayfield, that moves you a couple paces further along than you'd originally hoped, and then, hey, maybe DK wants to sign here long-term, but I don't know if they want to sign him to a long-term deal considering all the numbers that we're seeing. What do you think he's going to get? Where are they going to trade him in
yeah.
the next draft?
No,
100%. Right? He's you throw him in a package so I can get to number one overall next year, right?
Yeah, 100%.
That's the move.
Speaking of a package.
God. It's an excellent package you've got there, sir. It's very impressive.
That might be traded. Do you think the Lions draft a quarterback this draft? Because Jared Goff.
Yeah.
That contract, not this year, but next year, they can kind of get it off the books.
I would. Detroit, I would. Because, like, honestly, I want to get the cast-offs there. I want to get the guys that have been told no a bunch because they're going to go to work. They're going to go to work for that organization.
Don't say work. It's Dan Campbell. They're going to go to war.
That's right. They're going to bite some kneecaps off. And like, because I could make the same argument I just made for New York. Why would you take a quarterback in this draft? But that's what I mean. We're not going anywhere fast if we're Detroit. And there's something to be said about drafting a guy and developing him that way. And so I would rather invest in that. And then if it is really bad this year, then maybe look at next season. But I'm pretty sure Jared Goff is signed for a few more years.
Yeah, but I think that in 2023 they can get him off the books without having any dead money.
He might
money.
Be at a manageable number by that point. He might be a manageable quarterback. Depends on where they are in their upswing.
No, 100%, that's correct. I would I would still take that gamble because it is Las Vegas. I do want to say
with
the Lions.
You would take that gamble, Dan Campbell, wouldn't you?
I like what you did. I will say, obviously, they got Aiden Hutchinson, the hometown dude.
That's going to sell a lot of jerseys.
Yes, and the consistency of him. But I also like that they picked Jameson Williams from Alabama, which is a dude who obviously is recovering from a torn ACL that he got in the national championship game. What better place to go to a team that doesn't have a lot of pressure to win? He can start the season on the IR. He can be brought back at a healthy pace without any of these expectations.
Yep.
And an opportunity to grow. So I do like that. But like we said, Raiders so far have not moved up.
Raiders, nothing.
They still hold that third round pick, 86th overall. And right now we're at 38.
How funny would it be if they just traded out of all of their picks and they just like didn't make one?
I mean,
has that ever happened? Probably not.
Not all seven, but they can't. I mean, it. Listen, a lot of this is luck, and especially as we get into these later rounds,
we need reinforcements.
Yeah, no, stop it. We do
22-year-olds for the practice squad. We don't need you.
Yeah, if they do,
scout team.
If they do trade down, that wouldn't be the baddest thing to just acquire assets because half of this is luck. So you get more chances at cracking it.
It is a true crapshoot. Here at the NFL Draft, day two is underway. Dreams are being made as we speak. And we have one more segment before we send you all back into the abyss that is your life. So we're going to take a break because we have been just working too damn hard. We'll be back. Looking forward to the bet.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to The Playmakers, live on Radio Row at the 2022 NFL Draft on 1140 The Bet and the Odyssey app.
Live from our personal Macarena music video stage at day two of the NFL Draft. Round two is underway as we speak. The Seattle Seahawks are on the clock. My name is Lindsey Brown, and next to me is Chaos Master
Adrian Hernandez.
Adrian Hernandez.
And the drama is setting here.
Yep. We're looking for probably a Malik Willis pick right here, right?
Yeah, so Seattle's
Until
on the clock.
Until they pick the Minnesota Golden Gopher boy, let's go!
But Seattle
Baker
does go back-to-back,
yep.
Which means they are now on the clock again. So we'll see, but this is... With Carolina at six, this was the first time that quarterbacks really got some hype and was one of these teams going to take a chance. It got pretty quiet
Hold
other
on,
than the Steelers.
Show some college football highlights. You're going to want to pay attention to these. They're Gopher highlights. You know.
Boye
Mafe.
That's your guy. Talk to me about this guy.
Well, he's clearly a guy that holds a lot of a weight of his weight upstairs. Probably going to help drive some of his tackles down low. Probably won't be able to hold through some of your more confrontational moments. But as an edge rusher... You're not really looking to stand people up. You're looking to rip right by.
Damn right.
And so I think that's going to be a good pickup for Seattle. We know about the issues that they've had on defense, and they need to build around Bobby Wagner because they've just simply invested too much, and they need to – or not Bobby Wagner. Who am I thinking of? Who's the New York Jets guy that they traded for?
Jamal Adams.
That guy. And they're in a rebuilding mode, and so I still like the Baker-Mayfield connection for both of those parties. But
Baker could use a job.
Yeah, honestly, I think the positivity of Pete Carroll could really help him out.
When you're talking about Baker Mayfield, correct?
Yes, yes.
Well,
you keep telling me we need to talk more about Baker Mayfield, so I'm just obliged.
Well,
like, I guess, Adrian.
Good for us.
You wanted to bring it up. Oh,
Seattle
is
not wasting any time. Wallace. So this is where the excitement level
is. No time to sleep.
Malik Willis in a Seattle jersey. I could see this. Highly anticipated.
I mean, you can do both. You can draft Willis and go get Baker. Because who's technically their starting quarterback right now? Geno Smith?
Here we
Pretty
go.
Sure it's Geno Smith.
Do you see how quiet it is in here?
Yeah, everybody's really respectful of Raj.
Wow.
Running back, Kenneth Walker III from Michigan State. So this guy signs a big-time contract extension Michigan State. Now everything he touches is gold.
I mean, Kenneth Walker was a bad man this year.
Yeah.
But you kind of need a leader of the team.
A second-round running back.
Back-to-back. So they went edge rusher. They go edge rusher, and then they go running back. Kenneth Walker III, who did get some Heisman hype towards the mid part of the college football season. But, I mean, look, that's shocking.
Yeah.
See, that's the opportunity.
Well,
you had two picks right there, and for them not to go.
They clearly don't value Willis as a second-round talent because they've had two picks in a row to make that exact pick.
And you know what Malik Willis is? Mm. Some say a scrambler.
Did really?
Yeah, you know what we do to end the week?
Whisk it up.
Well, that too. But we scramble.
Yeah.
So let's scramble. Lindsay, I want to ask you about this story that just came out.
What's that?
University of Miami college basketball player Isaiah Wong, who led the Miami Hurricanes to the Elite Eight during the NCAA tournament this previous year, says he is entering the NCAA transfer portal tomorrow if his NIL compensation isn't increased, his agent Adam Papas told ESPN.
This guy, Papas, is a name that you are going to know if you don't know him already, because he has a lot of collegiate athletes under his wing signing a lot of deals. He's one of those that has a business with a lot of companies that he works with, and this is how he signs these kids up to NILs. And I am all for this as a former student athlete who was taken advantage of by the NCAA, which is the most corrupt business that we had. We need to have this opportunity available to the athletes. But there's always going to be cautionary tales. And I feel like this is one of those situations that's kind of percolating into one. Maybe not in the sense where Mr. Wong is going to get hurt. But in terms of, like, people pushing the envelope, right? Because now the NIL is basically used as a recruiting tool. And guess what? It always has. But, I mean, Nick Saban said this weeks ago that there's an arms race in the SEC and it basically puts them in an uncompetitive advantage or a competitive advantage. But what I worry about with these kids is that they do this and they're playing with the big boys now. They're at the big table. We're making money moves. What is this going to do to your potential evaluations if you're looking to go into the next league, right, and at the professional level? Because you can burn a lot of bridges by saying, my S doesn't stink. I need more. I'm worth more. I'm jumping around. Now, I'm not saying this is the situation, but it's His agent is coming out saying, my guy is worth more. And until he gets someone to raise their hand, some booze, just say, I'm going to give you $800,000 and a car like the other guy, he's going to leave. And I will go to wherever that is. This is shopping.
I may be naive, but I do hope that that mentality might be for these next couple of years. But as we progress, this should be the future.
You got to have good people around you.
Because basically, you prove your worth at work.
Yep.
And you provide whatever your job is asking for,
yep,
and you ask for more money.
Yep.
And this is what this is. This is what the coaches do all the time. So,
but there's so little red tape around this. There's so little structure. And so people are just kind of basically doing what they want and seeing how outrageous it can get, because there's no rules against it, right? I can't even really fully tell you how the NIL works, because – is it paid out through the school? Because there's some people that are signed up through their school and they get NIL money that way. And then there's some people that are signed up through, you know, an agency like this. And that's where a lot of the worry was with the expediency of the NIL implementation, is just that it's a wild, wild west and people are going to end up getting hurt and there's going to be big time dollars spent. And that's where, you know, the shadiest and seediest of people tend to hang out.
Real quick, before we get out of here, last scramble story. Major League Baseball finally knows what they're going to do to Trevor Bauer. They announced their suspension of 324 games, two seasons, so he will not be pitching for the Dodgers for violating the league's domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy.
Good. He admitted that of what happened. He's gonna appeal it. He has every right to appeal it. Good riddance, seriously. Like, as the home of the Dodgers here in the Las Vegas Valley, 1140 The Bat, good riddance. And the Dodgers basically in their press release by saying, you know, we take these matters very seriously and they know what's up. And so I'm glad that the Major League Baseball took a stand, actually. I'm shocked that they took a stand. Minnesota Vikings are on the clock right now.
By the way, those 324 games, that's $80 million worth of games that he is missing out on.
If you can't abide by these rules that we have in society, these very bare minimum rules, you don't deserve to have the privilege that so many other people don't have access to. That's just my book.
100%. Your Vikings have just made the trade with the Colts. They are going to be picking now. They acquired the 42nd pick in the draft.
I wonder if they're coming up for Malik right now. Please,
that
for
would
the
be
love
nuts.
Of the Lord, Jimmy Garoppolo, pick Malik.
While you pray,
please,
and we close out the
Wolves
show.
Wolves win, Howell
Vegas,
towel.
Vegas, if you're heading down here, please park at the MGM, take the tram, or the convention center. There's a lot of partying and a lot of events. As you close out the show,
absolutely,
I want to say it too. Do not drink and drive, as you say, with the parties and everything going on tonight in this weekend. And
get a ride or walk.
I really hope you guys take Malik Willis.
This
has been a hell of an experience.
If they take Malik Willis, we might actually have a change in the winds with this new regime. I saw Rick Spielman walking out of the bathroom yesterday, and he was jacked as hell, but he's lost. But it didn't seem like there was that big of a deviation from what he ran this team under.
Before we get out of here, NBA playoff preview will be available this weekend, Odyssey app. I got a new one coming.
Be well to each other and also yourselves. Use your blinkers because people are dying out there. And otherwise, enjoy the abyss that is your life. We'll be back on Monday for sports and other things and full breakdown of draft coverage and the championship, Minnesota Vikings. Impending championship, you know, after the Raiders get their first one, you know. All right, sports and other things. Enjoy yourselves, friend. NFL Draft, live day two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.